serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Looking for your dream home? Empire Homes, family owned for over 30 years, invites you to Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. Choose from one or two story homes starting in the mid 300s with 2 to 5 bedrooms and up to 3,400 square feet with every detail built around your lifestyle. Right now, lock in a 3.99% year one rate on quick move-in homes with a 2-to-1 rate buy down or save up to $15,000 when you build. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com because your house should feel like home.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items, or that they run their own dairy, or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else, or that they have energy smart stores, or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
From tailgate to touchdown, South Stage is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South Stage is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South Stage Bank, member FDIC.
After a week away, Clemson football is back on Saturday as the Tigers travel to Chapel Hill to take on the North Carolina Tar Heels. And we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar, starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show, Tiger tailgate show at 9 a.m. with Faxon and crew. Then at noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you through postgame with the fifth quarter show. All in a day's work on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Yeah, we got to move. We got to tell you something far more important than that. It's Moretti's, Ramona, and I'm going to kill for it right now. Hey, it's Walt. Look, if you've never had Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, you don't need to drive 12 hours to Western New York. It's right here in Malden at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. You can skip that 12-hour drive. Their pizza is thicker than New York style, but not doughy, just a perfect crust. Baked to perfection in a stone oven, a real stone oven. The Buffalo wings are the best on the planet. The original Buffalo recipes taken to new heights. They're just incredible. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Get to Moretti's. Serve with celery and, of course, your choice of ranch or blue cheese. And as a red-blooded American, you're going to choose blue cheese every time, right? Ever hear of beef on weck? If you haven't, first of all, you must have by now. You're listening to the show. You had to hear of beef on weck, at least listen to the show. But it's a Buffalo specialty. And it's a cumberweck bun. It's a sea salt caraway bun. And this roast beef, they cook it for 8 hours. They slice it thin. They pile it high on the weck bun. And then they serve it with horseradish sauce and odd juice for dipping. It's incredible. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, so much more. And yes, a full bar and family-friendly atmosphere. Sports fans, they have you covered. Multiple big screen TVs everywhere. One wall is all big screen TVs. Every play of every Clemson game, every play of every NFL game, and your team. If it can be found on air, they will put your team on your own personal TV. How about that? All you have to do is ask. Check out the Little John Coliseum table while you're there, made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. It's a work of art. It's Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. You will 100% thank me later. All right, back to Bengal John. All right, John, we were discussing LSU, okay? I think some things are clear to me. One is Nussmeier is absolutely hurt. There's no way. This sort of dink and dunk passing game, I don't know. I mean, I think this is designed to protect the quarterback. This is a quarterback with the best arm in America, and LSU is not stretching the field. All we heard all off season, especially from LSU fans, was how LSU had this track team of wide receivers, and it was going to be, you know, Nussmeier threw for over 4,000 yards last year with no receivers, and regularly threw the ball deep. Now you're just not seeing that at all, and when other teams know that, well, guess what's going to happen? They're going to snuff out your run and everything else. So I don't know what the answer to that is, but it seems clear to me that Nussmeier has some sort of upper body injury. People have talked about the lower body. It seems to me that he's dealing with something. That seems clear, but you can't keep masking it. If you're going to play him, it's time to find out what you're capable of doing, because you can't keep playing like this. Because if you do keep playing like this, you got a bunch of losses ahead of you. I dumped you this week in the poll. I forget where I had you last week, but I really dumped you this week. I thought it was sort of an ugly effort against Ole Miss, and quite honestly, the only real win of the season is over Clemson. That doesn't count anymore.
Well, and that's exactly right, Walt. Not to reiterate this, but you know, my problem with this is, and there may truly be still a lingering injury. Yeah. I'm not gonna shy away from that. But what I am gonna say is that games, kind of like what you just said, games that were not a huge concern. I knew they'd be competitive, but now the Alabama game, obviously, it's always a scary game. Well, now it becomes really scary. The game with Texas A&M, that game is a question mark. The Oklahoma game, unless Mateer is back by then, that's a question mark. I mean, you keep going this way, you're going to have five losses, and I truly don't see a solution, and here's why I don't see a solution, and I think you'll agree with this. We cannot get anybody off the line of scrimmage. We don't have a running game,
right?
And if you don't have a running game, then you can't stretch the field, because everybody knows exactly what you're going to try to do.
Right, and that's part of it. And you've got to, and look, without the running game, then you're putting a lot of onus on your offensive line to be able to protect. And that, listen, when we watched LSU versus Clemson, it was clear the game plan was for Nussmeier to get the ball out of his hands quickly, because he thought you couldn't protect. And maybe that's still part of the issue. Whether it's not about the number of sacks allowed. You're not going to have a lot of sacks with Nussmeier because he's going to get the ball out. He controls that element, but that doesn't mean you're not going to have a lot of pressures which prevent the ball from being thrown vertically, because again, any vertical throw takes time.
Well, I mean, Walt, here's the deal. We got Harlan Berry, we got Caleb Jackson, we've got other running backs. I mean, if you can just run for 100 yards a game or 125 yards a game, you relieve that pressure.
Yeah.
And all I'm hearing from Brian Kelly, who is the winningest active coach, I get all that. But quit blowing smoke up my hind end and telling me that we're leaning on our defense because we know that we have an edge there. I'm sick of hearing that crap.
Well, there are a whole bunch of teams coming up that you're not going to have an edge there over. You're not going to have an edge over Oklahoma. I don't care who's playing quarterback. Oklahoma's defense is going to be better than yours. A&M's defense is at least as good as yours. You're going to have a bunch of teams coming up that you're not going to have that defensive advantage over. So you better figure out how to play some offense.
Well, I'm going to the South Carolina game. Kelly and I are going, and I'm going to tell you something. I don't think South Carolina's walking in there and getting away with a win, but after what I saw this past week, we better change something in the bye week, Walt. I mean, there's a lot of problems that need to be fixed, and I'm not sure you can do it in 2 weeks, but if you can't, you're going to have a loss against South Carolina. Yeah. Because South Carolina showed up this past week. Granted, they played Kentucky, but the fact of the matter is they found some offense.
Yeah.
They've uncuffed Lenore Sellers.
Yeah.
They've let him do something. But you listen to all these people in South Carolina. Y'all remember you had Rocket Sanders. You had a threat,
yeah.
And now you don't have that threat. So it's all on Lenore Sellers. But the fact of the matter is, something's got to change, and I mean real quick and in a hurry, or we're going to be looking at 7-5.
Yep. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Walt.
Yep. Yeah, I don't disagree, and that's really why I dumped. And when I say I dumped LSU, I mean I think there were three teams that I dropped a massive amount of spots, and LSU was one of them. There's been nothing impressive about LSU in any game. There just hasn't. And when you look back on the Clemson game, that was sort of their claim to fame. Well, that doesn't mean anything anymore. So that's the reality of that game. It doesn't mean anything anymore. So given that, what have they done? I mean, they played a really ugly game against Florida. I think they won 20-10. And I watched every painful minute of that game. I mean, Florida turned it over 5 times and LSU scored 20 points. I mean, at least 5 times. The quarterback was picked 5 times. Lagway was intercepted 5 times. There might have been more turnovers than that. And LSU, with the beneficiary of all those turnovers, scored 20 points. I'm sorry, that's not good. So I dumped them. We're going to get to that. Let me tell you about Bend Equipment and Supply. By the way, go to the new website, bendequipment.com, bendequipment.com. All your questions are answered there. You can check everything out, BennettEquipment.com. You should do that today. Bennett Equipment and Supply has been in business for a quarter century. Bennett Equipment Supply, Eddie Bennett, the name, it's renowned throughout the upstate, has 4 locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, 1897 US 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. That's their newest location, providing with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care, featuring Takeuchi. Again, you can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing this marriage of Bend Equipment and Takeuchi. And I have seen the Takeuchi excavator firsthand on my property rented from the Westminster office of Bend Equipment. It was amazing. From morning into the night, just kept working. You know, the saying is Takeuchi works while others are being worked on. That's not a saying. That's a fact. Bend Equipment and Takeuchi, both the best. Takeuchi came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. This is Takeuchi. This is Bend Equipment. Bend Equipment is your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffolding in the upstate, sales, rentals, service parts. They have it all. They do it all. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. You will 100% thank me later. All right. Let's move on with the games, and we'll talk about polls a little bit, and there are still a lot of games to cover, and we haven't covered the biggest game of the weekend, the game that I think was actually played between two national title contenders, that's Penn State and Oregon. I thought that, you know, I was curious about some things heading into this game. One of the things I was curious about was Penn State's run game, which had been so dominant last year, but had been slow to get started this year, even against the lesser teams that they had played. And I wondered what that meant. And could they just sort of turn that up when they got to Oregon or not? And I think the answer was or not. I think Oregon did a much better job, and I think they played it that way. You know, they wanted to take away the run, and they wanted to apply pressure to Drew Allar as a result and see if they could turn Drew Allar into a pumpkin. I thought in the first half, you know, Penn State, I never felt stayed dedicated to the run. But, you know, Blackledge is doing the game, and Blackledge is sort of imploring Penn State to take more vertical shots. Well, I think the dilemma there was if you don't establish your dominance at the line of scrimmage that you can't run. And then Oregon's applying pretty early pressure that Allar is clearly feeling. It's hard to take vertical shots. And so I thought that Koltunicki had to do a better job. I thought Penn State early on was fairly conservative. I understand why they'd be conservative. They rushed for 300 yards on Oregon last year. So I think they probably felt going in that, look, we want to run the ball. We want to do what we did to them last year. And we want to keep their offense off the field. The dilemma for Penn State is it just didn't appear that they could exert that type of physical control relatively early on. And so they had an issue. And I thought that to a degree, Kotelnicki was a little slow to adjust to that. And I think he had some answers. I just don't know if he trusted the answers. Now, in the first half, Aller had open guys. He had his tight end open right over the middle, I thought, numerous times. And I thought all of Aller's passes were off target. Now, some of them were catchable, but there's a difference between catchable and accurate. And I thought Aller in the first half was really harried. I thought he was, I thought that Oregon was in his head. It reminded me a little bit of Cade Klubnik, different body type, but sort of similar results. And I don't think he handled it well. And Penn State just didn't get anything going offensively in the first half at all. I mean, it went to half with Oregon dominating the statistics, even if they weren't dominating the game, you know, on the scoreboard. But they were dominating the statistics. And they were possessing the ball. And Penn State's defense was on the field because the offense was just routinely going three and out and just wasn't producing anything. And it felt like the game was sort of slipping away on Penn State to a degree. But they were still in contact. And then in the fourth quarter, really in the whole second half, you know, we see these games often that are sort of a tale of two halves. And I thought that's what we saw. Oregon dominated the first half. Penn State dominated the second half. And in similar fashion, and Penn State totally dominated the fourth quarter. I mean, complete domination. So what changed? I mean, Oregon thought the game was over, but that's not what changed. What changed was Kotelnicki changed. And the Penn State attack changed. You know, they had, in the first half, they gave the ball to Pena once or twice. Pena's a really nice player. He's not as explosive as Ross. In the second half, you know, Ross had not been available to Penn State at the start of this year. He had been hurt. And it sort of felt like Kotelnicki finally unbottled the Ross element in the second half of that game, particularly in the fourth quarter of the game. And when he did, the game changed. When Kotelnicki finally unbottled Ross, I thought the whole game changed. You know, and you know, for example, on that on the second Penn State touchdown, when all that action is running to the right, and then they hand it back to Ross on the inside, moving to the left against the grain, Oregon had no clue. They were so committed to trying to stop Penn State's run that had left them completely off balance. I think moving forward, you're going to see Penn State utilize Ross a lot more because he's a game-changing type of guy. He's the guy who caught the 35-yard touchdown pass, too. He just blew away Oregon's heralded safety, and which was a bad matchup to have a guy as dynamic as Ross being covered by a safety, no matter how talented he is. And I think moving forward now, you're going to see Penn State utilize Ross to open up that run game, not just as a receiver, but more as a guy who's dangerous taking handoffs. Because I think Penn State can do a lot of that stuff with Ross that is going to force opposing defenses to then play the two running backs, honestly, which until this late in the second half, Penn State hadn't established any of that. You know, Oregon was not playing those runs, honestly. But at that point, I thought the whole game changed. And I think Drew Aller, to his credit, played a pretty remarkable fourth quarter. As poorly as he had played up to the fourth quarter, he owned the fourth quarter. I mean, he was the, if you just look at that one quarter, he was the best player in the game for one quarter. Now, why? You know, again, I think part of it was the Ross factor. Part of it was the Drew Aller as runner factor. He sort of took that game over physically. And he's 6'5 and 240 pounds, so he's capable of doing that. And that was the way Penn State could also keep Oregon more honest defensively, because Oregon was so committed to trying to stop Singleton and Catron Allen because of the way they got trucked a year ago. So they overplayed all that stuff, and Penn State needed answers to that. And honestly, I thought it took until the fourth quarter, or at least the second half, for Penn State to begin to sort of figure out what those answers were. And once they did, it was then Oregon who was on skates. And it was a completely different game where Penn State went from down 17-3 to leading 24-17 in overtime. We have a lot more to go on this game. Walt Deptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services. Where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
Lennox in the air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system, plus receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
Every decision counts, and IMS makes it easier. From motors and pumps to gearboxes and drives, Industrial Motor Service delivers proven solutions that save money, reduce downtime, and simplify purchasing. Whether you need a repair or a replacement, they've got you covered with clear quotes, quick responses, and decades of repair history to guide the right call. For 35 years, plant managers and procurement leaders have trusted Industrial Motor Service. IMS, your partner since 1989. Visit industrialmotorservice.com.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
A few peaks and valleys I ain't seen. You talk about love, I talk about love.
Texter 760 says, well, when Georgia plays Alabama, is it just mental now when it comes to that game, or is it just the way the ball bounces during those games for Alabama? I think it's the way the ball bounces, which at some point can become mental. And I think that's where you are. You know, it's like if you expect something bad to happen, eventually it does. If you expect your freshman wide receiver to drop a 50-yard pass that's wide open for a touchdown. But I think it really – I'm just not going to look at that game and say, well, Kalen DeBoer is a witch and Kirby Smart's an idiot. I don't see that. I mean, again, if Kalen's such a genius, how'd he score zero in the second half? If Grubb is such a genius, how'd they score zero in the second half? I thought that I'll tell you what, we're going to get back to Penn State. Let me go back to the Alabama thing for a second, because I was going to touch on one more thing about that game as we went to a prior break and didn't get back to it. Here's where I thought Grubb did a nice job. I thought Grubb did a nice job getting the ball to the perimeter. A lot of wide receiver screens, especially in the first half, but in the whole game, in the totality of the whole game, to basically create a running game because Alabama didn't have one. Alabama does not have a conventional run game. It's another reason I did not like this team before the year. I don't like this football team. All right, I think if you take Simpson away from this team's like a 4-win team. I mean, I think Simpson is the glue that is holding this sort of fragile bunch at Alabama together. But I thought that what Grubb did a good job of is he knew he didn't have any run game. You're down to a fifth-string running back, really. Jam Miller doesn't look it at all. The other kid actually looks better. It looks more explosive anyway. But I thought that what Alabama did a really good job of, and Grubb did a really good job of, was all the wide receiver screens, getting the ball to the perimeter, because it created a run game. It allowed Alabama to operate in second and six and second and five instead of second and nine, which they surely would have done had they just tried to run the ball in any conventional fashion. So they created a run game with the quick game throws, and that allowed them to stay in the game. I don't think Georgia did a great job defending those, which was a little disappointing. I haven't gone back and watched the replay of the game, but, Alabama did that over and over and over again. I mean, I don't know how many balls they threw laterally in the game out onto the perimeter, but it was a lot. It had to be double digits. And that, again, it certainly helped Simpson's stats and also helped create better down and distance situations for Alabama, because they knew that they were going to have a problem trying to run the ball conventionally against Georgia. They didn't run against Florida State. They were not going to run against Georgia in any conventional way. So they found a way to create a run game, and you give them credit for that. And really, I thought that's sort of what kept them in front and kept them in the lead. But I also think that I thought Georgia took total control of the game in the second half. Again, sort of a tale of two halves. And I thought they were physically battering Alabama in the second half. And I think they should have kept doing it. And to an extent, they tried to. As I said earlier, if you missed it earlier, the notion they should have kicked a field goal is laughable to me. They're friggin' Georgia playing at home. They're trailing. You give Alabama, you come away with three there. It's a moral victory for Alabama, and you just give them back momentum. That's a point. You have fourth down a half yard. This is not 2 yards. This is fourth down a half yard. It was close to begin with. And you're friggin' Georgia, and you're running all over Alabama, and they look fatigued. You just keep doing it. You 100% go for that. And again, The mixed bag for me with Georgia and what they did there is they had the wrong running back in the game and they tried to play with tempo. Those are the two mistakes. And you can see it, okay? Like I said, I'm not going back and watched the whole game, but I saw this live, all right? The Georgia's right tackle, who's a freshman, is sort of slow to even get in a stance. He's not really ready at the snap. He everybody else is lined up and ready to go before he's like the last horse getting in the gate before a horse race. That's what it was like. And that affected him. Rose in there laughing her butt off.
That is fun.
But that's what it was like. exactly what it looked like. He was the last horse put in the gate. And as he did, he got beaten off the snap. Overton beat him to the inside off of the snap. And it's because he really wasn't set. And he really wasn't set because you tried to play fast. Because he was basically handling that matchup as I remember it for much of the game. And I know there were a number of plays where he had washed Overton down. And I think he would have done that again had you just lined up conventionally. And so the play was there. You have the right running back in the game. The play is still there because even though Overton got through, he was falling to the ground as he did. And all he did is basically, he basically just gave Cash a little, like a quick shove. It's hard to even explain it. There was no hit, wrap, and drive. You're a college running back. You should not be falling down on that. And quite honestly, you put the other Georgia backs in the game, there's no way they fall on that play. There just isn't. Cash is a little guy. So you got a little pop from Overton, and he fell right to the ground. But, the whole side is wide open. It's not just a first down. It's a walk-in touchdown if the right tackle gets his block or perhaps if you just have the right running back in the game. Because, again, the right running back's going to absorb that contact and score. So I have no trouble. Georgia 100% should have gone. They should 100% should not have kicked a field goal. That's just lunacy in my mind to even suggest you kick a field goal there. You just don't. What you do is you convert, and you don't do it the way you did. It was the right setup. It's the right design, but you had two massive fails in the setup. One, you had the wrong running back in the game, and two, because you decided to go with tempo, your right tackle never really got set. He never really got set. So I think that was the issue. Dexter said, Alabama controlled the game from start to finish, a complete game. Is it hard to say they played well at Georgia? They won. It's nonsense to say they controlled the game from start to finish. That's just ridiculous because that's completely false. They got trucked. What are you talking about? Georgia rushed for over 200 yards. Didn't control squat. I'm sorry, there's no physical control there. How's there? Controlled in what way? What was the rushing yards? Georgia 2-something and Alabama what? 80? Don't tell me you controlled anything when you get outrushed 2-something to 80 because it was something like that. Alabama won. That's the takeaway. They won. They found a way to hang on and win, and they benefited from a drop touchdown pass and I think a mistake in alignment in philosophy by Kirby and company late in the game. But that's not dominating a game from start to finish. You watched a different game than me. Congratulations to Alabama. They won the game. They won the game. They found a way to win. That's all that's important. So, yeah, they deserve that. They deserve that. But the game came down to a play or two. And Georgia had chances to make those plays at the end, and they simply didn't make them. The question I was asked was whether it's a mental thing or whether it's just a bounce of the ball. That's what I was responding to. So, I think that's sort of important to recognize. Chick said, why FSU ranked over USF? FSU has a win over Alabama. Look, in putting together these polls, you come across things that are just issues. There are no answers to the issues, and so you do the best you can. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. We're not done with the Penn State review because there are a bunch of things we need to get to in that game. We've talked way more about Alabama, Georgia than we have Oregon and Penn State to this point. And while Alabama and Georgia are both good teams, I don't think either one of them is as good as Oregon or Penn State. Matt in Greenville. Matt, how are you, Matt?
Hey, Walt. Thanks for getting me in.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
Kind of jumped in a little bit late, but had a few games to go over with you. Yeah. The Memphis program just keeps on winning, and the American is becoming very competitive.
Yeah.
I still think Navy's going to be there at the end. It'd be kind of cool to see Memphis at the end, too.
I believe Navy plays at Memphis, and that's going to be a very important game. And I actually think Navy's going to win that game. I have such respect for Blake Horvath as a player.
And I can see that. I think the biggest thing with Memphis is that they're pretty balanced on offense.
Yeah.
This year, which is a little unusual for them. I know they don't really have a chance, but ECU is turning it around.
Well, I think they're playing well. Like. Yeah, I mean, they whooped up on Army. I think you're getting quality quarterback play. I think that's where it starts. That sort of matters.
And I think he leads the country nation in touchdowns or yards. I know it's at least yards.
Yeah, he's playing well.
Moving forward. The biggest game I thought was kind of surprising to me is the TCU-Arizona State game. I know that the field had impacted by the flood, but the turnovers by TCU's quarterback, I think that's an abnormality for him.
Yeah.
Do you think Arizona State is turning that, you know, that corner to the team that they should have been?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I think that, and you especially see it with Levitt. I don't know what was going on with Levitt and his confidence level early, but it wasn't good, and he wasn't playing well. But I think that game and rallying as they did from down 17 and the way Levitt played in that game, I think he's back. And I think that's bad news for everybody else. And a highly competitive Big 12, where I think it's sort of like the SEC. I think you got a bunch of good teams. I don't know if you have any great teams. I don't know about that. I think it remains to be seen with Texas Tech whether they can elevate. Statistically, they actually have been a great team thus far. They're highly ranked in all the offensive and defensive metrics. So we'll see what happens with them moving forward.
And winning at Utah, that takes some guts. You know, they went in there 2 weeks ago.
And they didn't just win. They went in there and clobbered them.
Right, and that's rare in the Whittingham era.
Yeah.
So, two NFL things, and I'll let you run. I was highly disappointed in Mitchell, the wide receiver for the Colts, what he did at the one-yard line. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't necessarily cost the game, but that's 7 points we needed to win it. I was disappointed in that. And the final thing, I think the Giants finally – went with the youth program, Dart and Scatabo.
Yep.
Those two guys in the backfield is going to be very dangerous. And I think that running back is only going to get better. But I appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. The shame is that Neighbors, who you know is one of the most talented young receivers in the game, blew up his knee. I've not seen any final word on that as yet, but that did not look good. And obviously they need Neighbors. And the young quarterback, Jackson Dart, needs Neighbors. Yeah, Dart, if you missed it, the New York Giants had not scored on an opening drive in 9 games. They were going up against a defense in the Chargers that was one of the best in football that had not allowed a first quarter touchdown in the year. Jackson Dart took the opening kick and went 80 yards for a touchdown, drove the Giants right down the field, running and throwing, looked like he was born into it, just played with tremendous confidence and was just incredible. Now, look, things slowed down and Neighbors got hurt, but look, I I've not seen any final word on Neighbors. I hope that I'm mistaken in this, but because I don't know how they're going to play without him. Okay, that'll be really, really difficult. But if you start to think about the future, okay, and with a healthy Neighbors combined with Jackson Dart and Scatabo, the Giants actually have something. Dart is a natural leader. It couldn't be more obvious. And Scatabo, you know, we now know why Scatabo destroyed college football. The reason is because none of these NFL guys can stuff him either. He's breaking tackle after tackle after tackle at the pro level. This, you know, when you watch this dude run, it's not hard. He's like a Tonka truck. It's not hard to understand, okay? You talk about low center of gravity. I don't know what they list Cam Scatabo at, but he can't be more than 5'7". I mean, and that's what he is. I mean, I remember watching him walk off the field with his teammates last year and with the Texas game, and he is tiny. I mean, from a height standpoint, but he is thick. He's a human bowling ball, and he just runs through tackles, and guys do not want to tackle him. At the pro level, they don't want to tackle him. The Giants got a steal in Scottsboro. They got a steal in Jackson Dart. Now, you know, the issue is neighbors, which is obviously a big issue. Waltip Tula Road Rage, quick break.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
After a week away, Clemson football is back on Saturday as the Tigers travel to Chapel Hill to take on the North Carolina Tar Heels. And we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar, starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show, Tiger tailgate show at 9 a.m. with Faxon and crew. Then at noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take it through postgame with the fifth quarter show, all in a day's work on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
Serving delicious meals at a fair price for over 50 years, Wendy's commitment to good done right is unwavering. For decades, they've served up great deals to feed the whole family. And nowadays, they're bringing you breakfast favorites. The Pretzel Baconator, the Biggie Bag, and you can't forget the Frosty, all available to order in the palm of your hands with the Wendy's app. Doing the right thing in the right way is the Wendy's way. Download the Wendy's app and visit your local store today.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOCAL to get an extra 35 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
Come support Grand Slam Ministries and our first ever fundraising dinner Monday night, October 13th, 6 p.m. at Utica Baptist Church in Seneca. Former Atlanta Braves Sid Bream of The Slide will be the keynote speaker. For information on the evening, including tickets or reserve tables, call 864-788-9596. That's 864-788-9596. Or go to danscottshow.org. That's Monday night, October 13th, 6 p.m. Thank you for supporting Grand Slam Ministries.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show at the Civic Center of Anderson. Buy, sell, trade. Guns, knives, ammo. Weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The Civic Center of Anderson.
The Roar. Now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar. Part of the ESPN family.
Has feelings that fly by night. She believes in forgiveness, but it's not love if it holds too tight.
Walked up to the road rage, back to the great John Hyatt. Let me tell you about Underdog, where I hit my first play Friday night, Ramona, and I think I lost my other plays, which is in keeping with the weekend. Some things that I thought for sure would happen didn't happen, which surprised me. But I'm pretty sure I hit my first play. I think that's right. I know I hit one of those first couple plays that I gave out on air. Hey, listen, football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite player will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I don't have anything right this second. And I took a few like flyers this weekend, too, that I missed. But I live on Underdog, and you know we've been really good at giving you winners on Underdog on air. And again, I think I gave you one on Friday. I believe I gave you two plays on Friday, and one of them won. Download the app, sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. How about that? So you play $5, and then you get $100 in bonus funds. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+, present South Carolina, terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_.html for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. It's Underdog. You'll thank me later. It's great. It's awesome. It makes it all a little bit more interesting. It just does. That's the way it is. If you're not on Underdog, you should take advantage of that bonus. You should get on Underdog right now. All right. We've spent a lot of time on Alabama and Georgia, not as much time on some of the other games, and not really any time yet on Oregon, Penn State. A little bit, but we're going to dive back into that. You can get in on any of the college football games, anything you think is to come. So on the Oregon, Penn State game, there were some things that were just mystifying. One of the things, and I hate talking about officiating in relation to games, Oregon held Denai Dennis Sutton all game long. I mean blatant holding all game long. It was never called. It's just mystifying. On the drive that Penn State created the fumble, that Oregon fumbled and Penn State recovered, and I'm going to get to that, and brought it back 50 yards. On that drive, all right, Oregon got a bailout 22-yard completion when Dante Moore went off schedule and made a nice play. The problem is that your tackle literally has Denai Dennis Sutton in a clothesline. He literally has his arm wrapped around Denai Dennis Sutton's neck as Denai Dennis Sutton is pursuing Moore. I mean, blatant, right out in the open for everybody to see, no holding call. That's why Oregon scores on that drive, and that's another reason you never should reverse that fumble. Never, never, never. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you knew you had blown that call. It was absolutely clear. Everybody knew it. You had blown multiple calls in that game. You know, again, I hate doing this. I hate doing this, but that's the reality. And by the way, I'm not saying Oregon didn't deserve to win, didn't make plays to win. They did. And I won't be surprised if those two teams wind up playing again. But you can't have blatant holding, especially on one guy, all game long and never call it. And some of those, right from the beginning of the game, were just flagrant and right in front of the officials and just not called. I don't know. I don't know whether that was the officiating game plan not to call holding, but Oregon got away holding all game long, and they held denied Dennis Sutton at least six times. They basically held him all game. And some of them were just, some of them were actual muggings. They were the plays that, again, on the 22-yard, on the biggest play of Oregon had on the whole drive, the 22-yard play, that was a flagrant, blatant hold. As blatant as it can possibly get. I mean, you literally have the Oregon tackle with his arm wrapped around Dennis Sutton's neck. I mean, you know, you just can't get more of a holding. And that's the drive that eventually ended with the fumble. Now, on the fumble, okay, we are being told there were several things that were clear. One is there was no contact with the ground. Clearly, that's a fumble, okay? There's no contact with the ground. Now, and this is acknowledged, all right? What is being discussed is contact with blades of grass. That's what's being discussed. Contact with blades of grass. Okay. I've done this a long time. I'm trying to rack my brain to remember if I've ever heard this before. And to the best of my knowledge, I have not. It is... the ground is always the word. It's ground. The ground can't cause a fumble. You know, you're down with any body part other than hand hits the ground. It's always the ground. I've never heard any language about touching the grass. It's the ground, stupid. It's always been the ground. And just to be certain, I looked it up. There are no references to blades of grass being down. It's the ground, which is different than blades of grass. That's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. And it was clear based on the angle of approach that he did not hit the ground. He may have hit blades of grass. How the frig are you determining on a review that has been ruled a fumble? How the frig are you determining that he hit blades of grass? When you can tell when somebody makes contact with the ground, there is sort of like a reverberation. And you could also tell from his angle that he hadn't yet reached the 90 degrees of the ground. You could tell that. When you hit the ground, you're at 90 degrees. You could tell that he did not. The bottom line is, you called it a fumble on the field. There is no way on God's green earth you can reverse that. It's like inexplicable. And by the way, I'm not saying that that determined the outcome. Penn State had chances to win the game after that, just to be clear. I am not saying that that overturn played a role in the outcome. I don't know. It may have. I mean, you know, obviously it was significant, especially given the blatant, you know, chokehold on denied Dennis Sutton that was on the same drive. I mean, that drive never should have happened, all right? That drive never should have happened. Oregon should have been punting. That none of that ever should have happened. That's another reason you shouldn't reverse that call, because there was some sort of cosmic justice to that outcome. But this notion of hit blades of grass, it's not the grass. It's the ground. And the grass does not constitute the ground. Show me any language anywhere that says that. Show me. I dare you to. There is no mention of grass in the rule book. ground is mentioned over and over and over. Those are not the same things. They're not the same things. So, you know, Ramona, here's how you know this, okay? Just in case there's any confusion, like the moron announces everything. I have seen fields where they intentionally let the grass grow high to slow games down. So, in other words, if somebody grew the grass to a half foot, that player would be down if his knee touched the half foot high grass. You know how stupid that sounds? It's not the grass, dummies. It's the ground. And he clearly did not touch the ground. Clearly. You could see it. He was not at 90 degrees. There was no reverberation. He did not. That's why they wind up talking about touching the top of the blades of grass. I mean, look, I have seen some inane stuff in my life, but that's one of the most ridiculous explanations I've ever heard. It's touching the ground. Again, find me any mention of blades of grass. I dare you. Find it. Anywhere. There's no such mention. There's no such thing. There never has been. So, Penn State got screwed over. There's no question with these calls and with the lack of the holding calls on Oregon, particularly as it relates to deny Dennis Sutton, who was held all game long. And then in relation to that fumble, where clearly that should not have been overturned. I mean, there's just no way. There's no way you can look on replay and tell me that his knee was on the ground. Because, first of all, it wasn't. And, again, you know by the no reverberation, the no bounce, the no 90-degree angle, that's how you know. His knee never reached flat. Like, the ground is flat. It never reached that point. You could see it was off the ground. You could see that. But, apparently, he was touching blades of grass, which are also off the ground. I mean, like I said, I've heard lots of explanations in my life. That's a new one on me.
They're touching the grass by running through it. That don't make any sense.
No, because again, if they grew the grass a half foot tall, then you're telling me if a runner's
knee...
He
wouldn't be able to, I mean, he'd fall through the grass to hit the ground.
Well, again, all of the language in the rule book is ground. Hit the ground. That's what it is. Hey, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, Clemson, a condo hotel in Lake Hartwell, and you can hit the ground running if you get to Lake Hartwell and Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. Listen, Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson University, pricing starts in the high 200s. Great as a vacation condo, investment property, or both. Save $40,000 with our condo sale. Act now to enjoy $20,000 off the price, another $20,000 in buyer incentives like a rental subsidy or interest rate buy-down. We have studios available from $280,000, two bedrooms from $499, three bedrooms from $690. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's unique concept blends the ownership of a vacation condo, the amenities of a resort. The resort includes an in-house bar and restaurant, traditions on the lake, pool and hot tub, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's also a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is a place where people who love Clemson can gather for game weekends, lazy days at the pool by the lake, a week-long vacation, or a friend's wedding celebration. Great for parents who want a nearby place to visit their college student. You can rent out part of your unit when you aren't using it. It's just amazing. You need to go see it. 888-786-3648. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
For 85 years, Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative has empowered rural communities through quality service and reliability. We've grown to serve over 74,000 meters across 7,500 miles of power lines. Connect with us on social media and celebrate this special anniversary as we look back through our history with an eye towards maximizing our community's future. Blue Ridge Electric, a co-op built on service, wired to deliver.
Join us live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Filer Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Newtique Boutique, here to tell you about something new. Four Men on Exchange, a men's specialty shop on the square in downtown Pendleton, just across the street from Newtique Boutique. From gifts to men's and women's wear, we've got you covered head to toe. Window shop, shop for yourself, or for a friend. We're just glad you're here. Find Four Men on Exchange on Facebook and Instagram for updates and more. Four Men on Exchange on the square in downtown Pendleton. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace.